So, you have an animated show for me.
Yes, sir, I do. It's called Rick and Morty, and it's based off a short called The Real Animated Adventures of Doc and Marty, which is based on Back to the Future.
That's a lot of layers.
Yeah.
So what was this Doc and Marty thing?
Oh, it was like this short animated thing where Marty keeps having to, you know, the Doc to solve all their problems.
What?
He has the old guy.
Oh, you're a real sicko, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so definitely turn that down a notch.
Understood, sir.
So what's Rick and Morty about?
Well, it's about a kid named Morty and his grandfather Rick, and they go on crazy interdimensional adventures.
Oh, what kind of adventures are we talking?
The kind where I take various movies and TV shows and just kind of mash them together.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we've got an episode that's like a parody of Nightmare on Elm Street meets Inception. We've got another that's Jurassic Park meets Fantastic Voyage.
Just mashing existing things together? That's gonna save a lot of time in writing.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of jokes are we gonna make?
A whole lot of the immature kind, like poo-poo and pee-pee and farts.
Wow.
Sometimes characters will have names like Mr. Poopy Butthole and Principal Vagina.
Those aren't normal names.
There's even a character named Fart.
Farts are hilarious.
We're also gonna have a lot of self-aware meta-humor.
Oh, getting meta and self-aware is tight, don't you agree?
Honestly, not really my cup of tea. Can we keep this rolling, though?
Fair enough.
Hey, the Honest Trailers guy just said super easy, barely an inconvenience in his Deadpool 2 video.
Oh, is that a reference to something?
I mean, yeah, I thought we were having like a self-aware moment. Are we not doing that anymore?
Guys, please just keep this going. I gotta put this up on Screen Rant in like an hour.
Whoops.
Whoopsie.
So what else happens in the show?
Oh, Rick burps when he talks because he's an alcoholic.
Oh, that's super gross.
Yeah, it's gonna be really funny. It's like extra jokes when I don't have any because burps are hilarious.
I'm sorry, but I don't see why burping mid-sentence would be funny.
Well, for example, maybe he'd be like, Morty, we gotta get to the...
Oh, sounds like you're gonna puke.
Yeah, I don't really know how to burp on command, but essentially he'd be like, Morty, we have to...
Please stop almost puking.
You got it, sir.
So anything else I should know about?
Well, you know how the show Parks and Recreation has a character named Jerry that everyone's mean to?
Yeah.
Well, I thought it'd be fun to, you know, do exactly that as well.
Awesome. Parks and Rec is great.
It is. And we're also gonna have really crazy visuals with the alternate dimensions and stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, actually, in one episode, we're just gonna have the screen continuously break up into different theoretical parallel universes, and each of them are gonna be slightly different.
Oh wow, whatever animators we hire are gonna hate you.
Yeah, I hope they don't like sleeping.
So it must be hard to write storylines with a bunch of alternate dimensions in play.
Actually, super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Oh really?
Yeah, whenever I write myself into a corner, I just have Rick use a portal gun or invent some kind of intergalactic device.
Very smart.
I also have these episodes once in a while called Interdimensional Cable.
Oh, what's that?
A dumping ground for drug-fueled concepts that I don't know what to do with otherwise.
Like what?
Like what if a guy had ants in his eyes and people called him Ants in My Eyes Johnson.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's gonna be nuts.
So what kind of fan base are we trying to attract with this show?
The toxic kind.
Oh, we are.
Yeah, I want fans that are so obsessed with Rick and Morty that they're gonna go nuts in the comment sections anytime someone criticizes the show at all.
How are you gonna build an intense fan base like that?
By making them feel smart.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, in the midst of all the immature jokes, we're gonna sprinkle some references to science and philosophy and existentialism.
So you're gonna give some vague philosophical depth to the poop jokes?
Right, so if someone doesn't think the show's funny, or fans will be like, well, clearly you're too dumb to understand it.
That's actually gonna work?
Trust me, after a couple of seasons, I'm gonna have Rick turn himself into a pickle and people are gonna lose their minds.
Wow, I guess make somebody feel smart and they'll buy anything you're selling.
Yeah, that is a very, very good observation, sir. Well done.
Thank you.
Hey guys, Ryan here. Hope you like that pitch meeting. Let me know in the comment section what other movies and shows you'd like to see pitches for. We also have a ton of these on the channel that you can watch, as well as a new series you might like called Theory Battle. In that, we go head-to-head with two different film theories, and you guys decide in the comment section which one was the most plausible. Check it out, it's a good time. And if you like this video, be sure to give it a like, a comment, subscribe, share it on Facebook and Twitter, all that, and check back soon for a new one. Bye-bye.